I was tempted to ask Brother Tenney to ask someone else to speak tonight because of my voice. My voice has went down on me, as you can hear. I've been preaching an hour and a half every day. I've been in every service from this, getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and going to bed about midnight. And a lot of folks tried to get me to miss some of these services. But like yourself, I came to this service and to this camp meeting hungry. I came so hungry. Praise the Lord. And I could not afford to miss a single service. And in spite of my voice situation, I am very happy that I did not miss a single service. Praise God. My soul has been fed. I have been lifted up in the Lord. Praise God. And as I was getting ready for the service earlier today, preached an hour and a half already today, and I was tempted to perhaps ask someone else to speak tonight. And if I ever heard the voice of God in my life, the Lord spoke to me and said, "You're not going to get to preach very long tonight anyhow. Because I'm going to do a good work. I'm going to do a work of the Spirit in this service." Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I am so thankful for each one that has been speaking in this camp and ministering to us by song and word and Bible study and exhortation. If there has ever been a teamwork, it has been this week. There has been no superstars. There's been no one trying to have their own show. But we've all been seeking for the will of God and for the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God has blessed. I prophesied the very first day of this camp that something was going to happen this week that was going to affect the United Pentecostal Church International around the world within 6 months. And it is happening. It is happening this week. Oh, thank God. What a mighty move of the Holy Ghost we have had today. Amen. I tell you, in that afternoon service after the word of the Lord about feeding the hungry and about angels, and I seen several hundred preachers come and stand in the front of this tabernacle under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God was so mighty upon them. And every one of these ministers were lifted into a new dimension, both here for this service, and when they return to their home, they're going to find a new anointing on their life. Every one of them that was here, and everyone that could receive that touch of the Lord in their life. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am so thrilled with all of our distinguished guests that have come, both public servants and ministers of the gospel, men from headquarters. And I do appreciate all of them so very much. So good to see my dear friend, Brother George Glass. He's been preaching for me in my local congregation. And I'm going to have to call everybody angel darlings when I go home, when he gets through with them. Praise God. They love him so very much. They heard him preach just twice. And someone said, "Brother Cole, I wish you could be like him." Praise the Lord. Well, I can't do that. But I can be like Billy Cole. And God's doing his wonderful thing here in this camp. Praise God. Now, if you've come just for a sermon tonight, you're going to be disappointed. You really are. Because I'm just going to minister to the people. I preached to you about it today, about turning your preachers loose and let them minister to the people. Amen. And there are needs in this congregation. I know that Brother Barnes, so excellent in the Spirit, is going to be preaching tomorrow night and Friday night on signs, wonders, and miracles. But you'll be surprised how many people has just waited till tomorrow night and Friday that need some kind of a miracle in their life. Don't you worry about it. He's going to have plenty of material to work on. And God wants to perform miracles tonight. Hallelujah. God wants to fill with the Holy Ghost tonight. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I don't think I ever suspected that I would ever hear Gerald Mangan say, God is doing more than we expected. Did you hear that tonight? That's the first time he's ever said that in his life. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I made note of that. I'm going to write it down and put it in a frame. God's going beyond our expectations this week. And that is so true. Amen. I wonder if right now, all over this audience, if you have need of a miracle in your body, you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I want you to stand right now, all over this audience, in the balcony, everywhere. You have a need for a miracle. All over the audience, please. You have a need for a miracle in your life. I want you to stand right now, in the audience, maybe in the choir. Maybe in the choir, there may be someone. I want you to stand all over this audience. I tell you, half the congregation is standing. We are in need of a touch of God. And God is going to touch us tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I want you to be seated. I want every preacher to stand now. Every preacher in this audience. I want you to stand all over this audience. There are several hundred preachers here tonight. This is such a large building, and we can have several hundred preachers in it. Not look like very many people. But I tell you, God is going to use these men of God tonight. It may be against your culture, but there's something I want you to do, and I'm going to do it. I want you to take your coat off right now, and let's get ready to work. Would you do it? Take your coat off. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All of you preachers, I wished every one of you were here, but I suppose there were a few of you that wasn't here in the afternoon. All of you preachers that was here in the afternoon service, would you wave your hand for me? All over this audience. If you were in the service today, just about most of you anyhow, just about all of you, well, I tell you, you know what's going to happen here tonight then. God is going to bless and pour out His Spirit tonight. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You may be seated, but I want you to stay ready. I want you to be impulsive. I want you to be impulsive. And the first time a thought comes in your mind to do something, it's from the Lord. The second thought is from the devil. The first thought that comes in your mind to do something that you've never done before, it's God. The second thought is from the devil to keep you from doing it. I want you to be impulsive tonight and do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I preached for an hour and a half today on the same text that I'm going to read tonight. Acts chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Praise God. Acts chapter 8, beginning with verse 14. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid their hands upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Praise God. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because it on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in the 19th chapter of Acts, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptizes with a baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands upon them, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Praise God. There's already some of you saying, Brother Cole, you missed God to get in that pulpit with a voice like that. I want you to know, this week, nobody's going to get in this pulpit and miss God. God won't let you get in it out of His will. I'm in the will of God. I'm not going to entertain you tonight. And my voice is not going to sound very beautiful, but God is going to do a beautiful work among the people. And after all, that's what we want, is a move of the Holy Ghost that will rock and shake this church and this world and the change of God throughout the entire earth. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I taught today on the ministry of helping people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And this congregation received it. Beautiful. I tell you, we talked about some things that only God could have helped us talk about and get by with it. That's right. But the Lord was here. And what I want to talk to you for just a few minutes is how to receive a miracle from the Lord. And the first thing you've got to do is to desire to receive with all of your heart. Now, I don't want you to be disappointed with the simplicity of my message. This is the kind of thing we've got to get over. We've got to get over it. Amen. We've got to have a simple message that God will move and bless. And when He blesses, no man shall receive the glory, but God shall be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got to desire with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. You've got to desire to receive the thing that you need from God more than anything else in the world. God is a jealous God, and He will not be second place to anyone. If you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight, you have to want that more than anything else in the world. Someone may be here, oh, these people are so wild. They talk about the Holy Ghost. I'm afraid it's going to jump on me. Don't you worry about that. You're not going to receive the Holy Ghost unless you desire it more than anything else in the world. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Secondly, you've got to give the Lord your absolute full attention. You've got to get your attention on the Lord Jesus Christ. Focus your attention on Him. It may be that you have a little trouble doing that. Just visualize in your mind what you think the Lord looks like. I know that's very childlike, but it will work if you visualize in your mind. Amen. And just visualize Him coming in the clouds, coming in glory, or coming hanging on the cross. Or visualize Him however that you may have Him in your mind. It will help you to collect your attention. We have our attentions on everything. Everything under the sun sometimes. But I want you right now. Right now I want you to start. Just to visualize the Lord in your mind. Amen. And think only on Him. Praise God. Give Him your full attention. Amen. And you've got to have faith that God's going to do this wonderful thing here tonight. God's going to do it. You must believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. Believe that He's going to do it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And because of your faith, I want you to worship the Lord. Don't be begging for the Holy Ghost. Don't beg for the miracle that you need. Don't beg and say, oh God, heal me. Don't beg and say, oh God, give me the Holy Ghost. But I want you to worship. I want you to worship the Lord. Worship Him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. I want you to say, praise the Lord. Let's everyone say it together. Praise the Lord. Let's everyone say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's say it again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to worship Him tonight with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. Praise God. I don't want you begging. Don't beg. Don't get your eyebrows all down. Don't get your face all wrinkled up and screwed up. Amen. Don't get your face all twisted up in unbelief and doubt. You know that you can even say hallelujah and beg? Did you know you can say hallelujah and beg? That's right. Now, I'm not making fun. I'm just teaching. I'm teaching. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I'm going to show you how you can say hallelujah and beg. Oh, hallelujah. That's begging. That's not the way you say hallelujah. Let me show you how to say hallelujah. 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 And when you say it like that very many times, I want you to know God will come down upon you. Let's say it. Hallelujah. Let's say it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now is the time, preachers. I want everyone in this audience that needs something from God. I want you to stand right now. Step out in the aisles where they can get to you. Let's go, preachers. Let's get to them in Jesus' name. Let's lift our hands and praise the Lord together right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, pour out your spirit right now, Lord. All over this audience. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, oh God, that you pour out your spirit all over this audience, like you did on the day of Pentecost. Let the power of the Holy Ghost. Saints of God, turn and pray for someone. You don't have to be a preacher. Saints of God, you've got the Holy Ghost. Turn around there. Lay your hands upon someone and let's pray just now. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do your good work, Lord Jesus. Do your good work, Lord Jesus. All over this audience, let the power of the Holy Ghost move upon this place. Let the power of the Holy Ghost move upon this place just now. Hallelujah. They're already receiving the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Lord. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus, and lay your hands upon people. There's a mighty touch of God upon this service. The angels are working for us. Why stand ye gazing, my friend? When God has given us a special visitation of the Holy Ghost, we need to release our faith. We need to release our confidence in God. Come on and worship Him. Preachers, obey the man of God. He's requesting we move down the aisles. Come on, move down the aisles in the balcony. In the balcony, lay your hands on people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, people are getting the Holy Ghost. People are being healed. People are receiving their personal Pentecostal experience. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise the Lord. Let me have your attention just for a moment. Let me have your attention. I just had an impression of the Holy Ghost that God loves America as much as He loves West Africa. We don't have to tarry for the baptism of the Spirit. All God wants us to do is get specific with Him and tell Him exactly what you have need of. And when you speak that into existence, if you need healing for your body, if you need salvation for your soul, if you reach out by faith and have confidence that the God that spoke this world into existence is in our midst and He's here to do a work, my friend. We can see our personal Pentecostal experience here tonight. We can see a move of the Holy Ghost like we've never witnessed before. Praise Him. Praise Him. Give Him the glory. Give Him the honor. Hallelujah. You don't go by your feelings. You don't go by your emotions. You go by your faith and your confidence in the God that created you and I. The God that loved you and I. If you have a cancerous condition, there's a God in this place that can take care of cancer. If you have a heart condition, God's able to heal you. If you have a nerve problem, God's able to heal your nerves. But you must get specific. You must believe Him. Hallelujah. Why don't you lift your hands and talk in tongues? Why don't you lift your hands and talk in tongues? Hallow this tabernacle. Come on, lift your hands and talk in tongues. The Holy Ghost is doing that work. That's beautiful. This is magnificent. And the reason it's magnificent, there's a God that's in this place that loves every individual. Come on, preachers. You preachers in the balcony, you are to move around. Brother Cole has requested every preacher to move around and lay your hands on somebody. How can you be a preacher and not obey the man of God? You need to get out of your stand and you need to walk down those aisles and you need to lay your hands on people and believe God. Praise God. Tradition. Be thou made whole. Be thou healed. We speak to this blood deficiency. It shall be no more. Make this blood system normal. Let the blood flow regularly. Come on, praise the Lord. Everybody praising God. Everybody praising God. Come on. Everybody praising God.
to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All over this audience, if you received a touch from the Lord, would you wave your hand all over this audience? Look at the cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him for what God is doing. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Let's lift our hands and worship again. Let's keep worshiping. Folks are being blessed and healed and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They've been delivered here tonight. worship. He wants our attention. That afterglow of the Holy Ghost is here. Hallelujah.
Some of you have prayed for spiritual blessings. Some of you have prayed for physical blessings. Some of you have prayed for financial blessings. The oil wells may be dry in Louisiana, but there's a God, a wealthy God, that owns a cattle of 1,000 hills. He owns all the real estate. He owns all the silver. He owns all the gold. And let me tell you, the Lord said, I know and have no limitations. My friend, we don't need to limit God tonight, but we need to reach out by faith and need to have the utmost confidence in God that He's going to do exactly what He said He would do. I want you to know, in Vernon Parish, I want you to hear this. I didn't know I was going to say it. I want to tell you, I visited my mother a couple of weeks ago in Hornbeck. I want to tell you, God is taking this district and increasing your faith and confidence in Him. You may not have a lot of money in the bank, but there's a whole lot of God that should be in our lives. I said there should be a whole lot of God in our lives. Amen. I stopped by to see my mother for a few hours the other day, and she told me a real true story. She said, son, before you was born, said Jackie was born. And she said it was back in the Depression days. And she was one of these good Baptist ladies. And nothing wrong with that. And she said there was no milk for the children. She said, I began to pray and ask God for milk for the babies. She said, I prayed all night. And she said the next morning, there in Hornbeck, 9 cows and a calf walked in her yard. Cows that were giving milk. Cows that were giving milk. And she said they inquired to find out who those cows belonged to. They checked around Vernon Parish. Nobody knew where those cows come from. For 2 years, those cows stayed in the pasture at Hornbeck. When Jackie got big enough, my God have mercy. Are you hearing me, church? Are you hearing me, church? You don't act like you're hearing me. We're talking about a big God. We're talking about a big God. A magnificent God. A genuine God. She said 2 years later, when Jackie got where she could eat some food, said one day the old lead cow shoved the gate open and walked out to never return. I said that to say this. Some of you, if you will remove the limitations that you have placed upon God, and if you will put your confidence, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, if we ask anything in His name, according to His will, we knoweth that He heareth us. I want to tell you, the Holy Ghost, if you will remove those limitations and say, God, I have the utmost confidence in You. It may look bad around your house. It may look like a recession around your house. But I want you to know that you have planted. And when you have planted, God's going to honor that. God's going to honor that. He's going to take care of you. You don't have to worry, my friend. Worry will put you in the grave. But you need to have confidence in God. Would you reach out by faith? Brother Cole, you did obey God. You're a great man of God. And you was used mightily of God tonight. And you've been used mightily of God this morning. And you're our friend. Everybody say, praise the Lord. You know what I feel? There are many people that haven't spoken in tongues in a long time. I feel this in the Holy Ghost. And the devil's knocked on your door and tried to make you believe that you never got the Holy Ghost. I feel that, Brother Williams. I want this congregation to prove that the devil is defeated, that he's a liar, that you're a tongue talker, that you've been born of the water and of the Spirit, and that you can talk in tongues. You need to release your faith right now and let the devil hear you talk in tongues. You need to let the devil hear you talk in tongues. You need to let the devil hear you talk in tongues and get victory over it. Praise Him! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! This young man right here. Listen just a moment. Bring this boy here. Come here, son. This boy was deaf. Come here. This young man could not hear nothing out of this left ear. I want you to know the healer is here. I say the healer is here, and his name is Jesus. I don't think we need interpreters in a Pentecostal church when we preach healing. Brother Barnes, I'm going to say that again. If we believe that God heals, and we know He does, we need to believe that this young man is completely healed tonight. Have you got the faith to believe it? Do you have the faith to believe it? Are you letting your angels work for you? Now, I hear. But can you hear out this left ear? Say yes. Yes. They said he couldn't talk. He couldn't hear. Can you hear me? Yes. Say yeah. Yeah.
The Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. He saved me just the same.
In the name of Jesus.
Look what the Lord has done.
I come against this condition. It's not the will of God that this child not have long, normal legs. It's not the will of God that she be able not to walk. It's the will of God in Tioga, Louisiana, tonight, that we have a divine interruption of the Holy Ghost. God, You are the healer. You can turn this state upside down. My God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Are you believing? Let your faith reach out. Let your faith reach out. Why don't you give the Lord a real good hand clap? Hand clap all over the building. Hand clap all over the building. Thank you. beautiful child. I want you to know there's a great big God that's in this place tonight. If this was your baby, how would you pray? Would you think about going to get a hamburger? Oh, no, my friend. We need to be in a moment of desperation and believe God that He can take and broadcast this around the world. That God heals babies that's not able to work. Do you walk? Do you hear me tonight? Are you reaching out by faith? Are you believing God? Come on, church, are you believing? In the name of Jesus Christ. It's all right, darling. That bishop is God right now. Whose child is this? Son, let me ask you a question. The Lord spoke to me. He has asked you, do you have faith as of a grain of mustard seed? God wants you. Come here, mother. Shekorabushatalabahaya. Iyalabo sandalaboko shatalabahaya. Yekorabo shatalabahaya. In Jesus' name. Mother, I want you to look at me. I feel inward that maybe you have been hurt because of the birth of this child. You've not broadcasted, but there's been a deep reservation. Is that right, Mother?
Yes.
I want you to know that God loves you, and because of your honest confession, and because that you would acknowledge the greatness of God, the Lord wants to take your faith. I heard the Lord say, according to your faith in His Word, according to your faith, according to your faith, according to your faith. I want you to release your faith right now. Haya Boshata. Yega Boshata La Bahaya. According to your faith. According to your faith. Yay! That healing process. Take everything out. Take all bitterness. Take everything out. Let her walk in peace. Not doubting. Not wavering. God, you will do a work through this young lady. Because of her obedience, she shall go to and fro. She shall knock many doors, and she shall magnify your name. And many people will listen to what she has to say. And she will be a great influence upon many people that are hungry for God. Thank you, Lord, for the affliction that you placed upon this baby. Because through this affliction, there's great victories. There's great victories. Through this affliction, there's great victories. I love you, God. Praise God. Take this baby. Young man, have you sold out to God? I believe you love God. Where are you from? From Natchitoches. Don't you know that God loves Natchitoches people as well as He loves Vernon Parish people? Are you willing? Have you been willing to walk through this valley that God has allowed you to walk through? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. I want you to know I see great victory. Tremendous victory. Tremendous victory in your life. Tremendous victory. Hatalabo shandalabo shatalabaya. Yekorabo hutaliambalabo shatalabaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for victory in this young man's life. Thank you because he'll never be the same. He'll never be the same. He shall be an asset to the kingdom of God. They will not question. They will not doubt. But they shall go to and fro. They shall be great influence upon many people. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. You know, I feel like that somebody in this crowd right here, I know there's a lot of people here, that the devil's told you that you're eat up with cancer. And God wants to make the devil a liar tonight. I feel that, Brother Tenney. It's not the will of God that Pentecostals be tormented over things that the devil said we had when we don't have it. And if you're right in this area here and
The devil's lied to you. I want to pray for you right now. You don't have cancer because God's already healed you. Praise God. Praise God. Why don't you walk up here by faith and say, Brother Mitchell, it's gone. Anybody got the faith right in here to say it? Praise God. Hotoro, you got faith, son?
Yes, sir. I'm handicapped and I have seizures. I just got faith to believe in God. It's just I get scared, but I don't fear and I don't doubt. I got my faith in God.
My God, have mercy. Praise God. My, what faith in a young man that will walk up on this platform. Mondoka, would you lift your hands right now? Seizures! 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 Every demon has! Are you praising God? Praise Him! Are you praising God? Let me build your faith. I see my men from Nigeria and my men from Houston are still here. On a Sunday night, last month in Nigeria, West Africa, as we administered on Sunday night to many people, I left immediately to go to the car. Multitude of people there had received the Holy Ghost. There was a man that came to me before I stepped in the car. He had one leg shorter than the other. He needed a baptism of the Holy Ghost. That man lifted his hands, Brother Cole. He'd already repented before he got there. And God gave him the Holy Ghost. And that man began to sing and talk in tongues and shout. And said, my leg. I felt my leg become normal again. God straightened that leg that was short. He straightened it completely out. I promise you, these men can verify. Tumors put off their faces. Gorters disappeared. Now, do you think God loves Nigeria any more than He loves Louisiana? Oh, no. You know why it happens over there, Brother Cole, so easy? They have faith in what the man of God preaches. See? If we tonight, if we've obeyed to a point, would really believe God, God would send an angel to your loved ones. He would send an angel to your job. He would send an angel to your bank account. He would send an angel to the mortgage company. He would send an angel, my friend, to the CIT or GMAC. You can't sit around murmuring and complaining. That's what happened to Israel. That's why they got in trouble. They murmured and they complained. And they end up in Egypt. I'm going to tell you, we're not going to end up in Egypt. We end up in a revival. A tongue-talking revival. A Holy Ghost revival. A Spirit-filled revival. A born-again revival. Amen. But because of those people in those countries, fresh faith, it happens. Brother Freeman, I told him a few minutes ago, this man has labored many years in his lovely wife in Africa, done an excellent work for God. He can tell you, if I went into Africa without a visa, it had to be an angel. And then those E.L. Freeman. This man has labored, he and his wife, for many years. And they have given of themselves unselfishly. And they've given of themselves, my friend, when they didn't even feel like going or did not have the physical strength. And I feel like that God has allowed this couple to live to see the revival that God promised them 30 years ago when they went down into Africa. Brother Freeman, because of all of your labor, because of all your sacrificial giving you and Sister Freeman, the Lord is not only going to sweep through South Africa, even though it's in a turmoil, God's going to sweep through the continent of Africa. And you're going to see a revival. You're going to hear reports. You're not going to be able to keep up with all the reports. You can't chase them all down because there's going to be such magnitude. And God's going to get all the glory and God's going to get all the praise. But 30 years of planning, 30 years of sowing, 30 years of weeping. My friend, the harvest is here. 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 Praise God. Well, Brother Tenney, my 5 minutes is up. But I want to say to Brother Tenney in this beautiful Louisiana district, you have helped me and you have increased my faith by your magnificent response this afternoon after ministering about just an angel. The news reporter named Mark was waiting back here in the office for me. I shared with Mark the Alexandria Town Talk about 30 minutes of divine intervention of Almighty God. That young man had tears in his eyes. He said, "I've never heard of anything like this in all of my life." I said, "Mark, when you write it, son, tell it like it is. Don't leave nothing out. You hear me?" I told Brother Mangan that we're going to own that Alexandria Town Talk paper. I'm serious. I'm just as serious as can be. We have sit around, and we've let the adversary tell us that we could not be in great position, that we could not control things in our city, but the Holy Ghost is going to use us to control the Town Talk paper. We can talk about Pentecostals, about camp meeting, tongue talk, or do anything we want to do. We want the paper. And I want to report to you, and I say this as humbly as I know how. God is going to magnify His name around the world. And I've told God, just make me a yielded vessel. A yielded vessel for the work of God. And so tonight, I thank my dear friend, Billy Cole, for such a great ministry. He's been such a great asset to my faith ministry. And I love you. And thank you, Brother Tenney and Brother Mangan, this district board, for allowing me to be with you this week. God bless you. This lady, Brother Cole said, in spite of her affliction, has received the Holy Ghost. Tonight, let's praise God. Now, Lord, the most important thing is that she has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost by the evidence of speaking in tongues. And we thank you. We do not question you about the infirmity that's affected her body, but we want to thank you, Lord, because you loved her enough that you gave her this marvelous gift that only comes from you. And we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I step out of the way, where is that person that the devil lied to you about and told you had cancer? I want to tell you, step up here, right here, lady. Let me tell you, God's in this place. I'm like Brother Cole, God's in this place. This service was ordained of God. An act of faith. Would you point your hands this way right now? Ha! Hoto bo! Yiko! Yelo bo kosada bo shatada! Cancer! Cancer! You're defeated! Go back to the pit where that come from! You don't belong in this vessel!
Let's lift our hands and thank the Lord for what He has done here tonight. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Before we leave here tonight, the Bible said of our Lord before He left a tremendous spiritual experience that they sang a hymn. I don't know what the Holy Ghost is doing. He has planted a spirit of expectancy in us. If that seed of expectancy has been planted in you, water it, nurture it. Jesus said, and hear this, you can say to a mountain, "Be thou removed," but only if you have faith as of what? What? Say it again. You know what you do with mustard seed? You plant them. You don't throw the mustard seed against the mountain. You go to that mountain and you plant it. It may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen next week. But you keep going back and saying, you nourish it. It's going to happen. You water it. I believe it. I'm expecting it. And some of you tonight have planted a seed for a miracle. Don't doubt it. Keep nourishing it. Keep nourishing it. God will heal you. God will give you that miracle. God will save your children.
There's something in the air. Let's sing.
I will praise Him.
Let's sing it.
Yeah.
up. Let's save that lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's the three tabernacle spirit here. Apostle said, let's build three tabernacles and stay. It's the spirit here of God, of expectancy. Belief. Nurture it, culture it, and see what God will do. Let's lift a hand and praise Him one more time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time we move in on another wave, something else happens. Now let Him sing. Clap your hands to the Lord. Clap your hands to the Lord. The windows of heaven are open. God has one more blessing for us. Hallelujah. Everybody say Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. Do it one more time. Sing it.
The windows of heaven are open. The fire is falling tonight.
That's an old one. Say it, Brother Lawson.
There's joy, joy,
joy,
joy,
joy
in my soul. Since Jesus made everything right.
Tell us what you do.
On manna from heaven. That's why I'm happy tonight. Oh, the windows of heaven are open. The apostles got it, and I got it. I'm feasting on manna from heaven. That's why I'm happy tonight.
Clap your hands to the Lord.
Is keeping me alive.
Oh,
it's the Holy Ghost inside, and it's keeping me alive. It's keeping me alive.
It's keeping me alive. It's the Holy.
Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive.
Yes, Jesus,
it's keeping me alive. Well, it's all
it's
over me.
It's real.
I know it's real.
It's real.
Holy Ghost salvation.
open wide. I'm gonna leap for joy till I reach the other side. All my pain and sorrow up there I will forget. And if you think I shout down here, you ain't seen nothing yet.